late August paranoia with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is hopefully on the line. I think we just got him.
What are you paranoid about, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. It just popped into my head. Why? What have you heard? What should I be paranoid about?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, so now you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm recovering from BlizzCon.
Yeah, I heard about the... So why was Ozzy Osbourne playing a concert at BlizzCon?
He did a commercial for them. And
oh, that's right. The one... That series that had Vern Troyer in it, too.
Yeah, and Shatner.
Didn't they have Samuel L. Jackson in there, too?
Did they have who?
I think Samuel L. Jackson was in there, too.
I don't remember. Mr. T was.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I wish I had gotten to meet Mr. T. I mean, not that I got to meet Ozzy. It was weird. Because I was backstage with Frontalot for most of the stuff that was going on.
Oh.
And they didn't really crack down on security or anything at all until Ozzy was there. And then it was like, this is just crazy, like all these big dudes in suits walking around protecting Ozzy from threats.
Which, if you're Ozzy Osbourne and you need protection from threats, you're probably too old to be doing concerts.
Yeah, I don't know. He seemed a little decrepit when he was walking around.
Well, yeah.
He's only like 60.
Yeah, but it's not the years, it's the mileage.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Kelly and Sharon were both back there.
That would be exciting for somebody other than you or I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You or me. So yeah, from Frontalot's tweets, I had imagined that there was some concert that featured him as the opening act and Ozzy Osbourne as the main act. And that to me sounded like a great concert.
It wasn't though, because yeah. Frontalot he played like interstitial concerts between the stuff on the main stage.
Yeah,
which was a little frustrating because most of the time he was on stage, the crowd would like boo a lot of the times when they would start a new song because they just like really wanted whatever the next event was to start.
Oh right,
like it's like I don't know. It just seemed like a weird idea. It's like they were like the comedian at the strip club, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like everybody has come to realize that that's just a terrible idea, and so they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so fulfilling the function that usually is just somebody playing a CD from some other artist through the soundboard, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was cool. I mean, they did good shows. Got to hang out with the whole band. That was fun. I like all those dudes. Like, every single person that plays with him is just awesome.
That's very true.
Fun to hang out with and whatnot. Looking forward to KOLCon.
Yeah, let's do the S. So I heard the one-ups are joining the lineup there. Is that official?
I believe so. Like, I don't know that everything has actually happened, but they're definitely interested in it, and we're just looking into the arrangements. It's a little trickier than the minibuses because the minibuses just have to drive over here and like then they have stuff that all the bands can use, so not having them makes it is not that in general the one-ups are six times as expensive as the minibuses. It's just that for all practical purposes it is six times as expensive to have the one-ups play than the minibuses.
Which would be true of any other band then. That's not local and has a lot of gigs.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, there are like five dudes in the band, and you know, it's like if the minibuses were going to play, we wouldn't have had to rent a drum set for front, but like now we do anyway, right? Like you know, it's just that you know, shit that nobody cares about, the shit that you have to do to make stuff like this happen that no one cares about, and it's like, you know, it's all stressful, but like you're never gonna get any sympathy for having to deal with that kind of stuff. Oh no, I have to work hard to get the rock stars to show up. But yeah, as far like I think it's reasonably confirmable.
Excellent. I was pretty sure I saw that on the forums or in some kind of official capacity.
How could somebody post it? Yeah. Okay. We made some, or actually Hot Stuff made some final arrangements on the venue while he was out of town, and so we got we got the place for an extra couple of hours, which I think is going to be pretty handy.
Cool.
Yeah. And we
can book it till the dawn.
Package deal on access to a lot of their AV equipment. So we should have, I don't know, we kind of need to find out what we have in terms of, like, soundboard and speakers and amps and stuff to figure out what we have to, like, beg, borrow, steal, or rent.
Yeah, so definitely talk to everybody who DJs on Radio KOL.
Yeah, so there's some gear that I have, like, you know, we don't need to rent, like, a guitar amplifier, right? Because I have one that would be fine for that space. Got to figure out how to mic a piano, or how to mechanic a piano.
How to tune a
fish. Need a piano and a keyboard. And the piano, presumably, will also have a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, because Front wants to play with piano, and the one-ups don't want to play with the piano. They're insisting on a keyboard, so. All of these things. Nightmares coming into town today. Let's see. Who was it that asked to the Twitter? Saw this. Chrysalid had said, could we please get more details about the LARP at Con? I'd really like to know a bit more about what to expect before showing up to play. Well, there are no details about the LARP at Con right now, apart from we know that it is in some rooms, and we know that we'll be making some props and stuff. Nightmare is coming into town, spend a little bit getting that set up, doing all the heavy lifting. Because that's what that fella does. He's a master of logistics.
Right.
A master of diagrams.
I think regardless of how it ends up, we can say that it's going to be awesome.
Oh, it is absolutely going to be awesome. Excuse me. My lunch is coming back to say hi. Hello, big plate of beans. yeah. So we got to start really thinking about, and by thinking, I mean arguing about the LARP. Probably tonight.
Oi.
Yeah, BlizzCon was a lot of fun. I met some people, got to hang out with some KOL people, got to follow MC Frontalot around as he got, you know, being in a place there where he has even more celebrity status just because it's like completely populated with nerds was just sort of interesting. We spent until like 6 in the morning just bouncing from party to party at the hotel.
Nice.
Drank a lot of beers with a lot of nerds.
This weekend I drank a lot of beers and played a lot of dominoes.
Played a lot of dominoes?
Mm.
I don't know anything about playing dominoes. I have these vague ideas of, like, there are rules where you get points if you play a domino and all of the endpoints add up to a multiple of 5.
The one we play is you start with a double 12 in the middle of the table, and everybody starts with 6 dominoes. Or actually, you start with 6 dominoes, and then you draw until somebody gets the double 12. Put that in the middle of the table. Everybody needs to start a train of their own with a 12. And then there's one train that everybody can play on. And whoever runs out first, everybody else has to add up the points of their remaining tiles.
I see.
And then you play double 11, double 10, double 9. So what happens, both evenings that we were up at this... we were up in a cabin by a lake in Wisconsin with a couple of people, and... So we would say, let's just play like 12 to 6 of the dominoes, and we'll do something else. So we would play 12 to 6 and have like 3 or 4 beers or a couple of cocktails or whatever while we were doing that. And then it was like, well, the baby's asleep and we're like hammered. Let's just keep playing dominoes. So, yeah, we played several, I would say like 4 hours of dominoes in the past 2 days.
I see.
And more drunk than I've been in a while.
What were you drinking?
Just beers, mostly, myself. The missus was drinking various fruit juices and vodkas.
What was the baby drinking?
Baby was drinking straight Jameson.
Sweet. yeah, not a whole lot of actually interesting individual anecdotes from the weekend. I'm trying to think. I guess, basically, yeah, we recorded the Thursday show on Wednesday, and then I got up Thursday morning and drove to L.A., and then I didn't get back until last night. So I didn't really, like, I drove in, I parked at the hotel, and I didn't leave that complex except a couple times to go to bars or convenience stores. The whole time I was on foot. Got the cool Blizzard goodie bag. Kind of makes me want to start playing World of Warcraft again. I'm actually pretty excited about the expansion announcement. The direction that they're going with that, I think, is it's like something that I often talked about. Like, this is what I would do if I were in charge of World of Warcraft. And I was always like, no, so could never do that. And I did, and I was like, see, I told you, fuckers. Told you fuckers, A, that you were a bunch of fuckers, B, that this is what they should do. But yeah. Wouldn't mean much, I think, to people who want to do the World of Warcraft. The Thursday show is the show where we don't have any problem spending hours talking about World of Warcraft, so I'll save it for then. Because I would, if given the choice between losing the audience completely and losing the audience and you, I would elect... lose just the audience.
But I do have like three more bites of my dinner left, so if you want to
throw
something else out there. Well, I made a delightful pasta primavera with some chicken on the top of it.
Oh, yeah? Did you make it from scratch or did you microwave it?
No, we tend to make everything from a scratch as like a box full of pasta, some frozen unseasoned chicken, and then vegetables and seasonings. I'm not, like, making my own pasta or giving birth to my own chickens.
Right. My mom used to make pasta. Had this big thing that she'd crank dough through and make noodles out of it.
I'm always interested in how that works. Because you start with something that's soft and squishy, and then somehow it gets all dry and hard, and then you add water in and it gets... soft and squishy again?
Well, when you make your own pasta, you tend to make it and then cook it, and it skips the like dry stage.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's less exciting. I don't know.
Could do it, but there's not really. It's that whole like homemade chicken noodle soup thing. And it's always like thick and hearty noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you can just taste that you're eating a giant bag of refined flour.
That's delicious.
You know, sometimes I'll be watching TV and I'll just pick up a bag of flour and, like, before I know it, I've just eaten the entire thing.
Hmm.
I've never done that, and I don't think that I would actually be capable of eating even a spoonful of just refined flour. Yeah.
I prefer unrefined flour. I like it to be kind of gauche, kind of coarse. You know, farting in church. That's the kind of flour that I like. Anyway.
Yeah. But do you prefer the delightfully tacky flour?
Right.
I guess once you put some water in it, it becomes delightfully tacky.
I don't know how you would make it campy, though. Once you've made it tacky.
Must have been some sort of bug in my bed that bit me all over the place. Because I'm covered with a bunch of little itchy welts. That sucks.
Were you not sleeping tight enough?
I guess not. Or maybe rolling around. It came up that somebody that was staying in the hotel had woken up with a bunch of bug bites, and I asked if he remembered to specify no chiggers in his room. Two queen beds, no chiggers. That's what you usually get. Because otherwise, man. I don't know why. I don't know why Hilton thinks of chiggers as an amenity.
Well, it's okay if you have to specify no chiggers. It's not okay if they charge you for them.
Yeah, yeah. They charge you for internet. They would probably charge you for chiggers. Kitsune Leo had written into the Twitter, any chance we'll see the Mysticality sign quest anytime soon? I don't know, man. You know, it's another one of those things. Possible. I think I finally did artwork for all the items. They've been sitting there for like 2 years. That's just it's some content in search of a compelling mechanic. And you know how hard it is to find a good mechanic.
Yeah, it's as hard as it is to mic a piano. I almost said mic a potato, and you know, I'm sure. Why the hell not?
Oh man, are mica potatoes that are like all flaky, like a mica?
Like a microwaved potatoes.
Oh, I see. So, nuka potato?
My name is Nuka, and I live on the second floor. That's all I'm saying.
Devazine says, I was one lowercase n away from ascending, but found no prawn in 20 combats. Did you enact Sunday blue laws while I wasn't looking? Yeah, and actually, there's no more anal or oral sex in the kingdom.
To be fair, though, there's not any less anal or oral sex in the kingdom.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that there are. I'm sure that there are some anal or oral sex references in item descriptions.
Just make sure that if you're gonna cyber, that you keep it where it belongs, which is the trade channel. Come on, guys. Yeah. Don't make things harder for the moderators.
James Leffler says, thoughts on District 9? A new idea from Hollywood was refreshing. Remakes / sequels are old. Did you see District 9, sir?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
You very much should.
I've had almost everybody tell me that, and then I had a couple of friends who walked out mid-screening and demanded a refund.
Really?
Yeah, and they didn't say why, but...
Huh.
That was just kind of weird, because pretty much every opinion that I trust has said to go see it, and so did you, so...
Oh, well, I see what you did there. That was a funny joke at my expense.
Ha ha. No, I'm not saying you have bad taste, just that our tastes tend to diverge. And when our tastes diverge, I take the one less traveled by.
What happens when worlds collide? I mean, what is what it's like when worlds collide?
Well, it sounds like what it sounds like when doves cry.
Jowlin says, can we end the Clodhoppers already, please? It's just really old now. And then Wolf V writes, how much longer will the event be going, and how long before more developments? I would expect something to change tomorrow. And then, how long will it go on is a good question. You know, I think the only appropriate way to end what most people consider to be a very boringly paced event is with a whimper and not a bang. So, we'll have to see how long it takes to work up a nice, satisfying whimper. Maybe some cringing.
Hmm.
Remember Cringer? That was such a great name.
Was that...
What would happen if you named a kid Cringer?
Was that
if it would be like that naming a boy Sue thing that would turn him into a giant badass, or if it would just like... If he would just be like a little ineffectual twat.
Well, I know that naming girl Chastity pretty much makes her a total skank, so...
Does it?
And eventually she'll have a sex change, too.
Huh.
Chastity Bono.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Like Walter Carlos Williams. Let's see. Oh, Dragon Sword had written, I won't be able to listen to the show, but I do have some advice for KOLers that are starting college. Learn to drink coffee black. Also, get involved with a club that is in no way related to your major. Martial arts and fencing are great. It gets you out there. I don't know if I would recommend...
It gets you out there not getting laid.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say about martial arts and fencing. Learn to drink coffee black is very sound advice. I forget. I mean, I did that in high school, and I'm glad that I did. Do you drink your coffee black?
I don't drink coffee at all.
Just don't drink coffee at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, kids, which one of us would you rather be like when you grow up?
Would you rather be swilling diet soda with Mr. Skullhead or drinking some coffee while Zach fucks you in the ass?
How come you get to be Mr. Skullhead, but I get called by my real name?
Mr. Skullhead is my real name now. I went down to the Justice the Peace.
A lot of people, Hot Stuff included, was saying, like, yeah, extracurricular activities, like clubs and stuff in college are great. And I didn't do any of that shit, and I turned out okay. Did you do any extracurricular stuff when you went to college?
I didn't, but I barely had any friends in college either.
Hmm.
So I can't say that it worked out well for me.
I mean, I guess, I suppose it depends. Like, had I been in a situation where I, like, lived in an apartment when I first went to college, I probably would have needed that a lot more. But I was in, like, I was in a very, very social dorm-like situation that, you know, I sort of couldn't help but hang out with a lot of different people all the time.
Uh-huh.
So it was good.
See, I guess, felt like when
I guess school's starting again, right?
Yeah, yeah. Next couple of weeks here. When I went to NAU and got into the dorm, I decided not to go for that first week before class started because I wanted to hang out in Prescott with everybody longer. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that first week was apparently where everybody made friends and formed alliances and hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
So that that kind of set the tone. And I didn't really have friends or a girlfriend in high school until I started hanging out with Charlie Butterman again. Then I had friends, and he was my girlfriend.
Did she lie and say she was in love with him, and then you found Charlie Butterman?
Well, until she stopped doing that, I couldn't find him.
Right. Remember Pearl Jam, our freshman year of college?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam was, like, all fucking everywhere, all over the place. Yeah. I guess that's all the Twitter questions for now, so we can hop into Radio Bugbear. Let's see. Read some of this stuff last time. Apocalypse Throb. No, I read that. Oh, GigaShadow555 asking, starting college soon, do you have any good advice? And that was what got us on that conversation at the end of the last show. Well, if you had three pieces of advice to give to somebody, you know, not to be presumptuous, but somebody who is probably somewhat of a socially awkward nerd, as I would imagine a lot of our players are, if you could give them three pieces of advice for their freshman year of college, Mr. Skullhead, what would they be?
Wait, didn't we go all through this and around this?
Just now?
Yeah.
I'm saying three pieces of advice.
For college?
Yeah.
Heh. Take all of the liberal arts classes first, and don't declare a major until you're a junior.
Somebody else said that, too.
I wish that I would have done that. I would have probably ended up with a different major, but what happens is your advisor goes, oh, you have to declare a major, and you have to start taking your major courses and get those out of the way. And so by the time you figure out that you don't want to be a Spanish teacher, you have so much Spanish that you might as well just get a degree.
Hmm. Is that what happened to you?
Yep.
I didn't realize you had decided not to be a Spanish teacher. In fact, I thought that's what I'd been paying you for this entire time.
Didn't it seem odd to you that everything I wrote was in English?
Oh, yeah, I just assumed that, you know, any minute now you were going to start introducing the Spanish. I was sort of, you know, too embarrassed and confused to say anything to you about it.
Also, since you don't speak Spanish, for all you know, any time I used words you didn't understand.
Yeah, like you ever used a word I didn't understand.
When I said, the certain je ne sais quoi. Like, mm-hmm. Finally, he's writing some fucking Spanish.
That doesn't sound like Spanish. Linguini Led says, you should implement some Lowther's Brandy. Lol, get it? Lowther's Brandy? I know, because I've never heard of Lowther's Brandy.
No.
Maybe that's a British brand?
I think the only brandy I've heard of is the E&J.
Yeah.
What's the super
if cognac is considered brandy, the way that go-to statement is considered harmful, then there's, you know, Cuvoisier. Hennessy.
Louis the 14th or 16th? Louis the something.
Louis the 13th. Silt says, could communications, wind chimes, and paddle phones be bought at the appropriate stores so if you lose them you can buy another? No, because part of the deal with that was we wanted you to have to switch sides to use them. The Tristero says, assuming you do make Batman paths, could you make a play as the Naughty Sorceress version? Whirling Paisleys! Yeah. I do believe that the plural of Paisley is a Paisle, P-A-I-S-L.
Really?
That's what I believe.
Well, fight to the death to defend your right to believe that. I think playing as the Naughty Sorceress would be kind of boring, because it would just be you're fighting a seal clubber, you're fighting a turtle tamer.
Just once, yeah, and then it's over. And you always lose.
Yeah, they tend to win.
Lieutenant Trachea said, Woody Rapier should have a Syrah nose intrinsic effect.
That would be funnier if Syrah was something.
Uh-huh.
Because it's sure. Not really a play on words, since one of them isn't a word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a play on Cyrano and nose, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but I guess Cyrano meant something else. Yeah, I don't know. I'll see if it'll work.
It could be
in
like
Spanish.
Michael Sarah, like a Sarah nose.
It's a nose that makes you always act like you're mildly retarded.
What? He doesn't act like he's mildly retarded.
Yeah, I'd like to see like him and Tobey Maguire in a movie where they just kind of faintly smile and talk in a real quiet voice and don't really emote much. And then at the end you just find out they're both supposed to have Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Something vaguely off-putting about both of those dudes.
I find Michael Cera charming.
I found him charming in Juno, and then I saw a couple other, well, like, trailers for movies, and like, oh, he always acts like that.
I mean, had you not watched Arrested Development?
No, I still have seen no Arrested Development at all.
Oh, wow. I should probably just buy you all of the seasons of that, because you really need to see it.
Yeah.
It is probably the best sitcom of the last 20 years. Not that that's really saying a lot, I guess. Sitcoms don't... I can't imagine a sitcom that I would buy, and I can't imagine another sitcom that I would actually buy seasons of and watch them.
Yeah, that seems to be more the provenance of drama. Like hour-long things. I guess Weeds could maybe qualify as a half-hour sitcom, just because half-hour drama is not something I can of which I can think of too many examples.
Maybe if there was more comedy in the LBC, I would find it a little less distasteful.
Yeah.
Yar says, you moved the dank and dark and sinister cave. It used to be in the bottom left square in the mountains. Yeah, but the place that the cave is used to be the bottom left square in the mountains. Remember when I made that map bigger? And everybody was like, oh man, what does this mean? And I was like, don't get too excited, it doesn't mean anything. Bobulus says, good job on the password puzzle. Fooled me looking for a ninth piece for a couple minutes until I remembered that same trick from a cartoon show in my childhood. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Simeon says, new food idea, lobster stuffed with tacos. Doesn't get classier than that. Not going to make it so you can eat lobsters. I don't care what you all say. All y'all.
All of... Wow.
King Stupid says, so I don't get it. All these people are talking about a Nemesis quest, but there's some old guy and David Cross is yelling about racism. Yeah, anyway, thanks for the new content riff. Jake should get it. I don't get it. SF Warlock says, did you have to roll in new content on the Feast of Lag? Did you have to? Man, we follow our muse, man.
I cannot command my muse.
Did you know that the pretentious artist has a friend who had a son and named him Lando Calrissian?
Yes, I had heard that.
Yeah.
We have a Tarzan Jesus.
Really?
Friend who had a kid. And named him Tarzan Jesus. He goes by TJ, as well he might.
How old is the kid?
I think only 9 or 10 right now, so...
Wow, that would... I would go by Tarzan, if that was...
Hmm.
Razorbill says, please forgive if this is a double post. I had connection issues. I noticed that the new evil pasta dishes don't give Pastamancers MP like the standard noodle dishes. Is this intentional? No, it is not. It is just that that stuff has to be done for each of the items that's going to do that. So I will leave myself a note. Parafixar L. Mega Man Rock says, all the monsters on the penultimate airship are Final Fantasy related. Anyway, you could add Sephiroth to the mix. They're not all Final Fantasy related, because there's the slimes from Dragon Warrior. Or Dragon Quest, if you're Japanese. But if you're Japanese, I don't care to cater to you.
Yeah, you have enough cool stuff, Japan.
Yeah. What happened to you, Japan? You used to be cool.
Used to be all about the music. With Japan.
Invariel says, what, note tonight I dine on turtle soup message? Seriously? Come on. I'll send that to Riff. Because he's right.
Sometimes I feel like I missed most of the pop culture that everybody else was consuming.
You're going to what?
Tonight I dine on turtle soup.
Yeah, it's one of the things that one of the guys says in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of the boss's utterances.
Yeah, okay, that one I have spent have whiled away many an hour. And several, probably like $50 in quarters.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal of Sephiroth.
That was a really pretty fight to watch.
Was it?
I think it would have been annoying if I had had to play it.
Yeah, Pablo Long says, I don't know if the public reaction to the Nemesis quest is grab your pitchfork or suck your dicks, but I'm proudly in the dick-sucking category. Love the new quest. Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet, gentlemen.
I think grab your pitchforks and suck your dicks is going to be my new, like, light the fires and start the... and kick the tires.
Kick the tires and light the fire.
Light the tires on fire.
Yeah. It's like lock and load. Grab your pitchfork and suck your dick. You could go read the Pitchfork Media forums and suck your dick.
Right.
iClub U says, Jake, if I donate $20, will you promise to get the Jake Ball definition mug? You know, I would, except that there's a couple problems with that definition that make me not want it on a coffee cup as written. One is that in the game of Jake Ball, definition is the second definition on it, and the first one is not very funny. And then two is that there are like grammatical errors in the example sentences, and I don't want to commit those to print. If I could edit it, then maybe. But no, sorry, dude.
Can you not just edit it? It's not like a... Urban Dictionary is not a wiki.
No. All you can do is thumbs up or thumbs down. Mutual Mule says, why is Terry the Turtle Tamer a guy with pigtails? Well, none of your business, buddy. It was his decision, and he made it without your help. Thank you very much.
I think there are an average of 2 bug reports a day about that.
Is it really wrong? Like, I've seen it, but what's the story? Is it just referred to as a he in some bit of text?
Yeah. So, like, blah, 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 he says.
Huh. I wonder if that's still in there.
I mean, it's an androgynous name.
Yeah, but I think it's supposed to be a woman. RDFM says, Nemesis Quest, all I can say is, wow. I know this is just a fraction of the new quest, but you can really see where all that development time went. The voice acting, the way the new CG stuff blends flawlessly with the legacy content. Amazing! Zomg Spoilzor, sorry. Missing No says, Mother 3 seemed okay? Really? That's all you have to say about such a beautiful masterpiece of storytelling? I played it for like 10 minutes. It's like a dude running around while there was like a forest fire or some shit. Like, so it seemed okay. Yeah. I didn't really get into it. Nightmall wrote, can we get the grudge in the bathroom collapsed into a single choice adventure? Doing so would drastically improve the bathroom for missed classes. The full discussion about this is here and links to a forum thread about it. I think that it's probably okay to do that. You know, the devs number crunching has seemed to convince all of them, at least, that it wouldn't really hurt anything to do it, and it was an option that we were entertaining, and we just were doing it a little bit at a time to avoid overshooting the mark, or the marky mark.
See, we were firing at will, but we overshot the mark.
SF Warlock says, the trapdoor in the slips of paper puzzle amuses me greatly. You might want to change the file names away from left_careful and right_careful, however, it kind of gives away the game. I don't really understand what you're talking about, because it's described as a careful tear, right? And the mouse over text is a careful tear, and so the image name isn't really spoiling anything. Blathersby says, expanding on the evolving familiar idea, what if it evolved based on combat? If you get hit a lot, it evolves into a form that blocks attacks. Would that work as a mechanic? And if you make an item of the month, or if you make it an item of the month, people would have to buy it 3 times. I know you'd like this, Jake, you whore for commerce. Yeah. If there was a public office called Commerce, I would change my name to Jake, you whore.
And then I think actually you evolve into Jake, you whore.
If it was an item of the month, like, you couldn't really have, the way the data structures currently work, you couldn't have a single familiar hatchling that then turned into 3 different familiars. Well, you could, right? But what you couldn't do is put another one of those in your terrarium, because it would think that you already had it.
Yeah.
Poopity says, just finished George R.R. Martin's A Game of Thrones, and if you read fantasy and have never heard of him, then I can't recommend him enough. I have heard of him, but I don't know anything about it. Have you read A Game of Thrones?
Actually, I haven't read any George R.R. Martin. That's another one that people keep telling me I should, but haven't yet.
The first of seven planned novels, huh? Published in 1996. That's fairly recent for a big fantasy book. I don't know. I've never gotten into any of those big, long fantasy series. Didn't you read one of the Wheels of Time?
No, I was kind of waiting for them to be done.
And the guy, didn't he die before he finished them?
Yeah. And now, just even looking at them, knowing there's not going to be any more, so I could read them all, it's, yeah, there's just too much of it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, I would really like to read the Mission Earth series.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm kidding. I definitely would not. Linguini says, hey, when you guys revamp something, you replace the old version with the new one as soon as it's complete. Why was the Nemesis quest the exception? People could have done the older quest many times by now, and you guys wouldn't have been constantly bugged about the Nemesis quest being finished or not. It would have been a win-win situation for you guys. And why did it take so long for only 0.001% to be rolled out by now? Just wait. Yeah, you know, I think that the lesson that I learned from this was don't have a dangling Chad in the quest log.
Yeah, it's one of those lessons that we continue to not be able to learn.
To fully synthesize. Like,
because it's hard not to say, oh, there's something cool that's going to be coming out soon, and give enough of a description that people have something specific to ask for.
Yeah, but I mean, explicitly, I think the one thing that we probably won't do in the future, though, is the quest log unfinished mark that you can't finish.
Yeah.
I was sort of, like, only nominally aware of that, and it never, like, came up at a time when I could have fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't remember why Riff wanted to get rid of the old cave, or if that was me. I don't know. Apocalypse Throb says, I know you'll be playing with obsolete items, but it seems meat pasting fire plus stick of dynamite and fire plus tires could make some amusing recipes.
Mm.
Ziltang says, tell Riff I love the new Nemesis quest, definitely worth the wait. I'd have to yell too loud for him to hear me through the door of my office. Telesar says, can we get a reagent potion that grants plus MP per adventure? Might not be a bad idea. Also, nice mustache, Jick. I wonder where Telesar saw my mustache.
Somebody
must have a picture of me the other times that I had a mustache.
I think there was a picture of your current mustache on Twitter at some point.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I guess somebody else must have taken it. I don't ever Twitter pictures of myself. I mean, twat pictures of myself.
Right.
I also never post pictures of my twat.
And for that, I think we can all be grateful.
A Deadhead says, Star Control 2, best game ever. Please. Andrea advise. Please pronounce the all caps nature of the message. Okay. ChefUp27 says, hey, I was wondering why the 4D camera was created. Does its creation coincide with the rollout of 0.001% of the Nemesis quest? Pretty cool item, though. No, so basically the rationale for rolling out the camera was that we wanted, like, this is going to be one of the first times that it actually comes up that one of the things that Spooky Putty can do is keep monsters in the game that were limited time content. And we thought, well, we might as well make, like, an expensive but doable way for people who don't have Spooky Putty to be able to do the same thing. Like, that's sort of too cool of a mechanic to limit to just item of the month stuff, so we decided to introduce a consumable but totally really non-ascension relevant version of it. And that was that. Drake Fly says, over the beanstalk is actually kind of small, considering it sort of represents the whole sky. It's one of the smallest places around, a little bigger than the bat hole. You know, stuff's not always to scale.
Hey, yeah. Take, for example, the old man.
No, he's actually a gigantic dude.
Why doesn't he have a beard?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good... Wait, he does.
Oh, then never mind. So the hermit's
not a giant. It's not a giant. It's not a giant beard. It's like a hermit style beard, or a Hodgman style beard. Giants have goatees. Roman Candle says, with items like the Knobgoblin Firecracker or Elemental Wads, are there actual undiscovered recipes, or are they unimplemented yet? It's not really that there are unimplemented recipes. It's that things were accidentally marked. Like, sometimes during development, we will say, all right, we're going to have these meat paste with something. And then we'll say, oh, fuck, we should actually make this a smithing recipe instead. And then just forget to unmark the meat paste checkbox. Right? That's where a lot of those come from. Gina Sage, Ace Attorney, says, okay, guys, it's a great song and all, but how many Psycho Killer references can a game need? As many as we want, dude.
Yeah, I make no apologies for multiple Psycho Killer or multiple J. Alfred Proof Rock.
Yeah. Mega Man Rock says, on Boris's day, we can eat more. On Sneaky Pete's day, we can drink more. On Jarlsberg's day, can we use our spleen more? Nope. That's not what Jarlsberg's day is about. Mm-hmm. On Jarlsberg's day, you can cast spells cheaper and buy a nifty party hat. Judo 2 says, I used a slime skill gland while in a bad moon run. When I ascended, it didn't increase my skill percentage. Bug, feature, or my own stupidity? I made it so the counter for the percentage is a permaflag, which you wouldn't have lost no matter what happened. So it is possible that you will have to use another one to get the skill back, but you won't use it. You won't lose any progress on it, unless there's something I'm not aware of that's going wrong. I made it pretty friendly as far as wasting those. Tomato Bob says, any chance that when sending a K-mail and receiving the message, you don't have enough of one of the items you're trying to send, that it can reload the items you tried to send so you can see where your error was? Yeah, I don't know. That interface is kind of jank-tacular. You know what we need to do? We can make the messages script a lot friendlier if we turn the Valentines into a curse item as opposed to something that's locked into K-mail. Because that's totally how we would do it if we were doing it now. That feature just didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
That's something I should probably do. I should probably write that down.
But I suppose.
Hoopity says, special message for using entangling noodles against the pasta elemental. Also, neat puzzle. Uber Noodle Boy says, Neil Gaiman was married, but once in the park, someone tried to mug him and his wife. He thrust his wife to the mugger and ran. They didn't stay together much longer after that. I heard that story from a publisher who worked with him. I don't know that I believe that story.
I was going to check Wikipedia for that, because I do remember... I hadn't heard anything about him getting a divorce, but then he started with the whole hanging out with Amanda Palmer thing, which it kind of sucks that the two of them are getting friendly.
Why is that?
She's the lead singer of the Dresden Dolls, who are she's a fucking terrible singer, and they're a fucking terrible band. So it's a shame to have somebody whose work I respect hanging out with them. I don't know.
Invader Pox says, how come Scully sounds like Gabe from Penny Arcade? I don't think you sound like Gabe from Penny Arcade.
Do I look like Gabe from Penny Arcade, or is that the other dude?
You look like Tycho from Penny Arcade.
Okay.
I don't really think you sound like Gabe. And I hope I don't sound like Tycho. I used to be really bothered by his writing style, but then I grew to love it. And the people who I used to have arguments with it about have changed their minds. They used to love it, and now they hate it. Maybe I'm just being contrary.
I've always enjoyed his writing style, but I find it kind of funny that I don't like John Hodgman's writing style. And really, the difference is just italics for emphasis versus caps lock for emphasis.
Mm-hmm. I have a weird like, I read all of the first Hodgman Almanac, but I can't really get going on the second one. Something about the way that the book is laid out makes me feel like I can neither read it cover to cover nor randomly step into it and read a little bit at a time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why that is. I do know why that is. It's the stupid TV schedule thing that is inserted into every single page. Which I guess what I should do is just read all of those from beginning to end and then go back through and pretend that they're not there.
Uh-huh.
But I would rather them just not be there. I am Soup Combust says, I'm confused about when the item drop penalty in an underwater zone is applied. Is it before, after, or at the same time as my item drop boosters? Like, if there was an item with 100% drop rate in a zone with a 50% item drop penalty and I have plus 50% item drops, is the chance of that item dropping 75% or 100? If you have plus 50% item drops and you're in a zone with a 50% item drop penalty, I believe that brings it back up to its native drop rate. I don't know why... Oh, wait, I see what you mean. Like, I was trying to figure out how the math would work such that it would go to 75, but I think I get it. It is all, like, the drop penalty is applied to the property of the player object that is your plus item drops, right? And it can go below zero, which is why that's obnoxious. But it works like every other percentage thing in the game should work. Which is not that you apply a percentage in one way and then you apply a percentage to that again, like the way that the drop boosters used to work. So like 10% plus 10% was not plus 20%. Severus says, can the Nemesis scale now, please? I had to keep singing to him to see his combat messages. Speaking of sing, I haven't ascended in a while. If the level 0 combat skills aren't permeable, can they be? Sing is my favorite combat skill ever. Yeah, there's not, I guess, any real reason why you can't perm the starting combat skills. I just didn't do it. Terrible says, why did you have to make lobsters so easy to get? I keep using them just because using it has a funny result.
Huh.
Oh, because if we hadn't made them easy to get, people would complain about how hard they were to get. How hard they got hit by a car. Hoopity says, you've mentioned several different things in the kingdom that you track in past radio shows. Are there any particularly funny or interesting counters that you'd like to share? No, all of our metric stuff is kind of boring. Red Noodle says, can we get something to cook out of the live lobster?
I wonder how many weeks in a row we're going to have to say, no, you can't cook lobsters.
You can't cook lobsters. If you knew somebody named Rob, do you think that you would ever refer to him as the Robster?
I don't know. I didn't think that I was that guy, but I started calling my son Dude, and then Duder, and then Deuteronomy. So maybe I am totally that guy.
The whole brevity thing?
Yeah. I've never called him El Deuterino, which is unfortunate.
You should have given him a cooler name, like Lando Calrissian or Tarzan Jesus.
Harrison Ford, Skywalker, Knight.
Yeah, you fucking Jedi as a middle name. Dude, you are remiss. Why did nobody think of that?
Why is a middle name, though?
Well, okay, his first name, Jedi. I'm just going to call your kid Jedi from now on.
Sure.
All right.
Should I have named him Jedediah? And you could have called him Jedi for short.
Yeah. Jedediah is a cool name.
I don't know. There were a couple of those that we were kicking around, but they tend to make you sound Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
I kind of like Ezekiel.
Yeah, I liked Ezekiel too, but Ezekiel turns into Zeke.
Yeah, but I think that me, well, for me at least, being named Zach with a son named Zeke would be good.
You would end up in, like, a adventure title for the N64.
Yeah.
Zack and Zeke's Bogus Journey, or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Or if we had an infinite playlist, we would make an indie film.
Yeah.
Fred Niffler says, why limit the Nemesis consumables to 15 per ascension, especially when they're quest items? I think I need to create 50,000 multis in the next few days to spade these drop rates out. Yeah, go right ahead, buddy. We just didn't want it to... We wanted to do this stuff that Riff had written without having to worry about people leaving a quest in an unfinished state to farm more easily some shit that was actually valuable. And, you know, maybe the danger of that was overstated. Or maybe we said it once before and it bears repeating.
Mm-hmm.
But we did what we did, and we can't, so we won't.
We sleep just fine at night, thank you very much.
Jeff says, lots of the new items, such as Floaty Sand, are still not getting their mall price data transferred to Cold Front. Wow, really?
Huh.
I thought that started happening as soon as one went into the mail. The mail? Into the mall.
The mail. Isn't that a button that we have to hit it, manually?
It isn't.
Hmm.
I forget what the star... What is the star? Star means not fed to Cold Front. Floaty Sand should be fed to Cold Front. Yeah, it's marked fed to Cold Front. Basically, Sini Moyer figured out the right way to do this. Like, we could put... Because it used to be that it was based on being marked public, right? But until we marked something public, it wouldn't show up in the mall. But what that meant was that we could never introduce an item and have there be any mystery about it, because as soon as there were, you know, none of them in the game, but they were marked public, there would be an entry for them in Cold Front. And so anything that was marked public but wasn't discovered right away got kind of auto-spoiled. So we tossed around a bunch of different hot stuff, and I came up with a bunch of really dumb ways to handle it, and then C.D. Moyer was like, what if we just put in a fed to Cold Front thing, and then the first time somebody puts one in the mall, it starts feeding the mall data to Cold Front.
So that should be automatic for the people. In
Brilliant. Yeah, I believe it is automatic. I mean, as far as I know, that's working. And the floaty sand should be being fed to Cold Front. So if there is a problem, it might be on their end. I'm looking at Cold Front. I haven't talked to anybody from Cold Front. So I don't know how up to date that mall data is. Mr. Bean 771 says, Rock Monster sticking around post event with charged magnet equipped? No. Seal Clubber for Life says, how do I make Time Machine to talk to the past recording? Well, first you mine some fish, and then you shot web on it.
And then you find out how Babby formed.
Let's see, where the hell is the marketplace? You know, it is, I guess, possible that this question was sent in when there was a problem. Do you want to take our El Breco de Musica?
Sure, let's take a little, I think a 15-minute break.
All right.
Hold tight. When about Detroit, heard about Pittsburgh here. You had enough not to stand by the window, somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter, to last a couple of days. But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
Summer fall.
And we're back. We're back. Are we back? I'd like to think we're back. Maybe I need to turn Jake up a little bit. Jake? Can you hear me now? How about now? Let's play another brief song, shall we?
I'm standing on the stage. I'm working in a restaurant. I make a decent wage. And I'm singing to the microphone. The river rises up and flows above the interstate. Beyond the schools and shops, how far? There's no way to
I know, because 3 minutes ago when the last song ended, I was all, and we're back.
Huh. Oh, shit, sorry.
Well.
I was listening, I thought I heard music playing. I guess my computer clock is way ahead of my phone clock.
Yeah, it's alright. We just jumped to another song, and here we are.
Well, here we are indeed.
And Bob's your uncle.
Roger Flint says, would it be possible to add a lower level item that gives blindness? I want to do a blind run, but it's as of now, currently impossible. Yeah.
Would that be offensive at all?
I don't think so. Jose Cuervo says, could there be an ultra rare in the haunted bathroom that's a Psycho reference? It's a classic, and I'd love more Hitchcock references. You just love more cock references in general.
Yeah, the Hitch is entirely optional for that dude, I feel.
Yeah. And I don't want to put in another ultra rare unless we have a really good idea for it. T. Coop says, just make the stainless steel tattoos HC, HCO, and BM in fancy letters or something. Just do it. We could make BM spelled out in turds.
Turd jokes are funny.
Wotan says, may we have a tunable elemental damage familiar, possibly to blend with another type or tune to one or two simultaneous elemental damage types? That's kind of cool idea. Fahutahuda says, would you like to join the glorious Church of Jackology? I think I'm disqualified from membership in the Church of Jackology.
Yeah.
Because if I joined it, I would end up being a follower of Narcissus. Bobula says, something's gone wrong with the multi-cooking scripts. Used to be I could do a /cook 10 fet and it would make 10 fancy cheese sauce and then 10 fettuccine and canu. Now it tells me I don't have the ingredients, despite the fact that I can manually make 10 cheese sauce and then 10 fet. Yeah, that's all C.D. Moyer's baby. So if you think something changed, if you think something's broken, submit a bug report, because Seymour loves bug reports. They're like his favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah, really, if you want to bring the man joy, you got a bug report.
If you want to move aside and let the man go through. Noodly says, "Dear Chick, can there be a message for typing the password at the door? I think Riff probably specifically eschewed such a message." Frankenchrist says, "I think it'd be fun to have after effects of choices in early adventures, telling the young Nobgoblin to go get you a beer, does he become a drunk, etc." That'd be kind of fun, actually. Doppelheathen says, "The OAF has its own equipment, or the OAF has its own equipment. Why not the Black Cat?" Cats don't wear clothes.
True.
That's enough of a justification for me. Argodi says, "I've now found the most useless punctuation mark ever. The irony mark, which does what it says and is a backwards question mark. Seriously. I don't believe that that's a real thing. I believe that maybe there is someone who believes that's a real thing and is trying to convince people of it, but..."
Maybe that someone is just is ironically embracing it.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, they probably need to be kicked in the junk.
Or the batch.
Yeah. Maybe you could write, like, a batch process that would kick them in the junk.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over.
Yeah. Another fan says, "A previous radio show mentioned Jick being a bit worried about the first Nemesis puzzle being too hard. This is the only one of Riff's puzzles I've ever managed to do. Very good. The Dwarven stuff is impossible for me, even with spoilers." My concerns about it being too hard were allayed completely by seeing what Riff was actually imagining the pictures looking like.
Uh-huh.
So that was less problematic than I was expecting it to be.
I'm currently I'm currently doing it, and I'm doing it without Wiki, so...
That's good.
If it's easy enough for me to do, and anybody else can't do it, then there's no hope for you, man.
It was too hard for me to do without the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
ACM says, "Was interested to hear you guys ranting about Arpaio. Just read a lengthy profile of him in the New Yorker. And yes, you should be subscribing to that magazine. Was blown away by how twisted the situation down there is. His tent camps for possibly illegal immigrants are horrifying. Everything he does is horrifying.
That dude is
even when he takes a dump, it's like out of H.P. Lovecraft.
That dude is a total douchebag, but people in Arizona love him because they feel like he's tough on them criminal varmints. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're not guilty, then you don't have anything to worry about. Mm-hmm, reckon. Yeah, so they love him. They keep voting for him.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. I almost feel like somebody could beat him, except there's always like 10 people running against him.
Yeah.
And so I never know who to vote for. Because normally I'm just Republicans across the board.
Yeah, but of course.
That's true. Haste Bro says, "Clans seriously need more options for announcements, such as editing and amount of announcements shown in the clan hall." Yeah, I know there are some things that could do better about that kind of stuff. Doppelheathen wrote, "How can I see a fancy-looking top hat with my telescope if said monster has no top hat on? Perhaps it's just one of those top hats that is not pictured."
Yeah.
There are a lot of non-pictured top hats.
In this crazy world of ours.
Yeah. Kiltan says, "A way to get quest reminders if you log in while still in a combat or choice adventure?" I don't really understand what you mean by that. I mean, because you can't get quest reminders while you're in the middle of a choice adventure normally, right? So why is logging out and logging back in different? GigaShadow555 says, "So now that you've played Diablo 3, what new gameplay elements have you seen from it that you want to rip off?"
Oh, yes.
Diablo 3 was good. It was fun.
Hmm.
Exhaustively played through the content that was available at BlizzCon. Did you ever play any of the Diablos?
No, I've played zero Diablos.
Did you ever play a game of whatever they play in Tempe, Diablo Stadium?
Is that where the Sun Devils play?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't listen to hip-hop.
It'd be funny if Tempe Diablo Stadium was where people went to competitively play Diablo.
Yeah. There's just seating for 15,000 people and then just a couple of giant video screens?
No, just regular computers, like two regular computers in the middle of the football field.
And just a really good color commentator?
Yeah. Orangutan says, when are you going to add Teletubbies and Wombles to the game? Never, and what's a Womble? Do you know what a Womble is?
No, is it like a butt four?
Is it like a Wombus? Which is the kind of rectangle a bitch would draw?
Right, what?
It's a rhombus joke from Penny Arcade. The KO's Marketplace seems to... I mean, KO Coldfront's Marketplace seems to be busted.
The wiki was down earlier.
Was it?
Yeah, when I was trying to cheat on the door part of the Nemesis quest.
I see.
I was having a little trouble with it.
Wiki's up now. Let's see. Running out of steam in the second half of the show.
Okay, well, we gotta step up our game then, clearly.
Deadhead says, the plural of evil crap. I'm kicking shit over in my office and getting my microphone cable stuck in other shit. The plural of evil noodles is bunches of dry noodles. I see a problem here. I see a problem here, too. Fixed. Let's see. Yay, I have just finished making my awesome Urquan Masters map, which is a zoomed-in version showing all the Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald worlds, as well as Rainbow worlds and Homeworld planets. The Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald worlds are the ones with deposits of exotics. Quest items in display case. Okay, thanks, bye. Well, congratulations on your map, and no. The fact that us changing it so quest items have to be in inventory has made it significantly easier for us to write logic for quest items, and created a lot fewer opportunities for goofy duping to happen and shit like that. So, not going to let you put quest items in the display case. When are you releasing Cock and Balls RPG? I want to user-create my ass off, he says. One of these days, man. Well, it's not going to be called Cock and Balls RPG. It's going to be called The Future, and it is just going to turn into Cock and Balls RPG. Because we'll let someone change the name. Simeon says, can we expect an item similar to the V-Mask, except for magic crits?
Heh. Well, one of the reasons to put in magic crits is so that we could do something like that.
Yeah. Maybe not explicitly similar to the V-Mask. Right. Maybe we could just do another V for Vivala Mask that's identical except tuned with spellcasting enchantments instead of melee ones.
Yeah, we could do a B for Vivala because I think he was Frank Vivala in some early iteration of text that's still around somewhere.
Vivala, yeah. Rotting Flesh says, why don't the chefs in the Knob Kitchen drop hats? Because you always pwn them so hard that their hats explode.
Yeah, the finishing move for every one of those chefs is just stabbing them through the hat as well. But in keeping with the PG-13 nature of our game, we've made that a little less explicitly violent.
Yeah. We changed it to, like, raping them instead of killing them.
Yeah.
Because rape is okay in PG-13 movies.
And one fuck. Where do we want to put our fuck?
I don't know.
Do we have a you don't tell me to fuck joke? A would you like some making fuck joke?
You don't tell me to fuck.
Don't tell me to fuck. It's one of the only Jerky Boys things I've heard. They call up some dude who's got an East Indian accent, and at some point one of them says fuck you, and he says you don't tell me to fuck. Yeah, it's not the most hilarious thing in the world, but.
Heibel wrote, the other accomplishments bit of my quest log still says you slew your nemesis even though they run away now. I have removed that. from the other accomplishments bit of the quest log.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Azu says, put double-barreled sling and supportive bra in a zap group. Grog says, you should be able to tune the Slimeling's attack to different elements by feeding it elemental gear. I mean, that's a mechanic that is neat, but not for the thing that we've already done, you know. Oh no, another putz says, add a vampire hunting trophy for killing a bunch of vampires with wooden stakes. Isn't there already something that works like that? Don't you only get the hearts if you kill them with wooden stakes?
Yeah, you only get the hearts if you kill them with wooden stakes.
So, I feel like we've already basically done that. Thrower of Stone says, would you ever consider playing in a contest for a mafia? I might if I knew what that meant. As it stands now, it's just a bunch of words. Prankster said, last show I asked about a message at the end of a fight in the battlefield when the image changes. I did really mean image changes, not the side quest opening, just to give me a sense of progress. Huh. I mean, you don't get a sense of progress from the messages that talk about progress being made when you kill stuff. I just don't know what that message would look like, you know. Mm-hmm. Zach68 says, a Clover adventure should be added to the tavern, giving you at least two beer lenses. No. Miss Train says, as soon as she gets married, I don't want to be first in line to see her. Were the paper scraps meant to be able to be autosold? The Dwarvish quest items can be too. Yeah, that was Rip's way of letting you get rid of the items after the quest is over, and really during the quest, and find another one. It's just so that they don't sit there cluttering up the inventory. Ernie R. says, could you add the C to the top pane?
C
is in the top pane if you've finished the old man quest. I gotta change the way that works, because there's no incentive to do the quest a second time once you've got the Bathy sphere.
You should also add the Over the Beanstalk to the menu up top.
I don't know, man. It's already so cluttered. You know, Over the Beanstalk only has three zones in it.
Yeah, but it's a place where you have to spend quite a bit of time.
Fine. If you want the game to be totally gay.
I just don't see it as an extension of the nearby plains, you know? You get it way after you've filled in most of the planes, and yeah. Whenever I get to levels 9 and 10, I start wondering why I have to have an extra click every time I go there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen to the guy who actually plays your game, man.
Fine. Rickett says, thanks for creating new radio items for me to win, Jick. Will you still be sending the old radio KOL accessories to Amp, or are they retired? Or are the items retired, not Amp? I think that we probably won't be sending the old radio items anymore.
Yeah. We didn't do an actual retirement of those, but they weren't as popular as the first set, so I don't know that we need to. And it seems like we're kind of, the news of those items is kind of percolating through the community.
Is it?
Yeah, if
saw a forum thread about it today.
If we are not getting the bump in listenership that we wanted, we might tease that on the main page too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You think? Did we want a bump in listenership? I guess we always want a bump in listenership.
That was the whole point in doing the new items, right?
Did we want to do a bump up below?
Probably not. But I thought
we some rails off of a hooker's ass.
I thought that just for a minute we could all do the bump. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
The lyrics to Can't Touch This?
I don't listen to hip-hop.
Hmm.
Feyera says, after 15 minutes of playing around in chat, I've discovered what triggers the insertion of white space. However, I'm at a loss for why. Care to enlighten? If you can do that on purpose, let us know what the hell's going on. I think it's some weird JavaScript behavior in some new browser that's suddenly causing it to happen. Farah, submit a bug report with the details if you figured out how to replicate it, because that'd be cool. Cyber34 says, so how's that whole 1,000-pound terrarium trophy going? I don't know, do we have plans for a 1,000-pound terrarium trophy? I don't think we ever explicitly said that we did.
Right, but we did roll out other ones as it became possible to get them.
Oh, one.
I think the idea was that we didn't want you to have to get item of the month familiars to get the trophy.
So are there 50 non-item of the month familiars at this point?
Shit, I don't know. I don't play this game.
Telesar says, why aren't there Muscle and Moxie equivalents to the Witty Rapier? Well, I don't know. Not everything has to be all symmetrical. What does the Witty Rapier do?
This is asymmetric publications, after all.
I like the picture of the Witty Rapier. Oh, that gives you some mist after battle. I mean, I think explicitly we did that because we knew we could add some mist stats after battle without breaking anything, because nobody cares about Mr. Carvalty. King Stupid says, I was referring to the Mr. Show sketch about previously recorded radio show David Cross. Now I'm sad you didn't get the joke. Okay, I didn't get the joke because I don't remember there being anything about him screaming about racism in that. I definitely could have gotten that joke if it had correctly triggered, because I knew about that thing, and it would have made sense as a reference about pets and the elderly. If you had said yelling about pets and the elderly, then I would have gotten it. Sorry, King Stupid. It's probably my fault, because everything is. Watertail says, Jake, a while ago you heard somebody say that KOO was mentioned on the Overthinking It podcast. If you're still wondering on which podcast it is, asshole, it's on the 7609 episode right before the 1 hour mark. No, I eventually found it. And, you know, in listening, I'm kind of glad that I wasn't explicitly told where the mention was, because I had to listen to like five of them to find where we were talked about, and I got totally hooked on the podcast by doing that.
So I didn't know that.
It's like phonics. You what?
Oh, and just for next topic, I didn't know that we had gone over the 2 million player mark yesterday.
I mean, I guess it happened last night.
Mm-hmm. So, congratulations, Spooky Boo. Yeah, we may let that account stay.
Was that actually a new person?
Probably not.
Mm.
We have, this is weird. If this is a puzzle, I'm failing to solve it. There's a character named Moronic Cookie, who is player number 2,000,007, and there's another Moronic Cookie that's 2,000,009. And it's all lowercase, so it's not an L or L and I thing. They just appear to have the same name.
Are they both, are they both activated?
Maybe, maybe not.
Let me look into it. I believe that there is a way when you're creating an account for there to be like a kind of a race condition if you submit the thing twice, especially if there's a lot of people writing to the... Well, actually, that shouldn't be the case anymore. A lot of people writing to the player table shouldn't really cause any deadlock kind of situations on the player table as an InnoDB table.
You think that might have been like a double click on the button?
Yeah, I mean, that has definitely happened. Like, it was possible, and we had seen this in the past, like lag causing multiple copies of the same account to get created.
Mm-hmm.
If the other one is unactivated, which I'm guessing that it probably is, who is this? Whoa, Jesus Christ. Where name equals, what is it, Moronic Cookie?
Yeah, I'll run together.
Yeah, let's see. So there are two of them, and only one of them is activated. Yeah, the other one will just get reaped. It'll go away on its own. Don't send it anything. Yeah. I would imagine at that moment there were a tremendous number of people creating characters.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's why that happened. You know, I'm sure that query could be a little more careful about. What did I do? I accidentally closed the Radio Bugbear questions. Cerebrum says, could outfits check for both the scratch and sniff sword and crossbow and then fold one into the other to equip? No. No. Kilten says, a way to make your chat idol last longer without lasting forever? I guess. Cloud Strife says, dual wielding a dented harmonica. I am poor. Where does the dented harmonica come from? And one of the hobos. That was from the ranged weapon Q1 blast. I think anytime we put new content in, we're going to have to start calling it a content blast.
I prefer drop, content surge.
Drop sounds all passive, you know? Plus, we only drop databases. We don't drop content.
I drop beats and Busta Rhymes.
I was thinking if the next time I had to leave a situation because I had to poop, that I would excuse myself by saying, well, folks, this deuce isn't going to blast itself. But then I could be like, oh, crap. Maybe it is. Shuffle out with an embarrassed look on my face. I like sitting around thinking of funny things to say in the future. Sometimes I probably forget to say them, which is why I like to keep a permanent record of every funny idea I have.
I'm glad that you do occasionally think about the future.
Yeah. Link Media says, I bet I know how Riff got the nickname Riff. It's because he realized at a very young age that reading is fucking fundamental. I think he probably did.
I think you should officially now start going by R.I.F.F. Just to make it clear.
Uh-huh. That he is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the cyborg name generator says that Riff's name stands for. Robot instructed to fuck fags?
Yep.
That's,
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, it's... That's what every robot is named. Robot instructed to fundle falcons. If fundle was a word, that would have... I was going to say fondle, but then I looked at the word fundamental. It was written, and then I kind of smashed my finger under in between the arm of my chair and the bottom of my desk. And that hurt. CloudStrife says, we should have a new chat channel /blank. You can only send and receive PMs, and you don't misfire something so terrible that your friends make you feel bad about it. Jeff says, I'd like to be able to redo my clan's rumpus room walls with death paneling. Could you make that happen, please? I don't know what death paneling is.
They're talking about the right-wing response to the idea that you might have end-of-life counseling as part of a healthcare reform as a death panel.
Oh, we tend to avoid topical references like that. Especially ones that we don't get.
Especially ones that are that freaking stupid.
Yeah. It will be frustrating to me if I find out that the thing that, you know, stops healthcare reform from moving forward and just kills lots and lots of people is that dumb argument. I feel like there's got to be something else going on, though.
Well, there's that, and there's the idea that since we're talking about having a public option, which is a government plan, that just means we are embracing socialism and the government's going to run all of healthcare, and then they're going to tell you that you have to euthanize your Down syndrome baby.
I would actually support that policy.
Well, I mean, you would, but that's what's keeping it from happening.
Because I would vote for it. I'm only voting for it if it insists that people euthanize their Down syndrome babies. Youth in Asia.
I think it makes more sense to euthanize the parents. Because it's that kind of teach a man to fish and he'll be able to fish for a lifetime. You know, if you kill one Down syndrome baby, they're just going to have another one. You gotta go back to the source here.
Right. So, I guess any time somebody is born with Down syndrome, they send Jean-Claude Van Damme into the past to kill their earliest recognizably human progenitor?
Mm-hmm. No, I just mean after you have the baby, then you euthanize both parents, and then you put the kid up for adoption.
If somebody with Down syndrome has a kid, Does it have Down syndrome?
Not necessarily. Especially if it's Dakota Fanning. Was Dakota Fanning in I Am Sam or somebody else? I don't know.
I don't know what I Am Sam is.
It's a movie where Sean Penn played a dude with Down syndrome. I've never watched it because I don't like movies where people, where actors who aren't retarded play retarded people.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't like What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I haven't seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, that's a shame. It's a really good movie.
Like I Am Sam and The Other Sister. And it, I even get a little bit of that in Rain Man and in Forrest Gump. I mean, not as much in Forrest Gump because that character isn't anything like an actual person, but Rain Man kind of bothered me. Because, really? Yeah, because that's fucking Dustin Hoffman. Pretty yeah. obvious. It's not like he vanishes into this character. To me, it's just Dustin Hoffman being all twitchy.
Huh. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess to each his own.
Yep.
You gotta butter your bread on whatever side you're the most comfortable with. Or you'll be sleeping in the doghouse.
I buttered my bread, now I have to lie in it.
Did you butter it with Philly instead?
Why would I put a horse on my bread?
Because it's delicious. Mm. Need another reason? RDFM says, oh man, for a minute there I thought the update said cool new meta pasting recipe, and I thought I was going to have to start combining things from outside the game.
It'd be interesting if you could meat paste the item descriptions of two items. Or just the item names.
Hell J says, isn't it supposed to give you a message for gaining multiple levels at a Zodiac sign training place? I'd submit a bug report as it didn't, but I can't remember if it should have been. If it should have gone from 1 to 5 by using 180 metric. Yeah, I don't know. That seems like the kind of thing that we probably would not have put in a case for. Telesar says, why isn't there a different message when you toilet paper your own dwelling? Well, we figured that the kind of person that would toilet paper their own house probably can't read.
Mick says, OMG, will you guys sign my new boobs at con? You had another set of new boobs? Jeez. Again?
That's weird. Unless they're just still new to her. Although, hasn't she had them for like 20% of her life at this point?
I don't know, but if you've never seen them, then they're new to you.
I guess that's true.
Now, we'll sign them, but I don't want to sign... You know, I think maybe my wife would get upset if I signed the out... Just shut the fuck up. If I signed the outside of them, so if you could just... I'll sign the silicone bag, if you just want to bring that to me, and then you can put them back in.
Huh. Wow. I kind of want to see a girl with breast implants who has, like, zippers on the bottoms of her breasts.
Don't they all?
It's only the ones that were designed by Tim Burton. I'm not signing anybody's boobs, Mr. Skullhead.
See, I knew you were going to say that, but I wanted to get my comedy bit out of the way before you started talking about how you hate the female body because you're totally gay.
Yeah, no, I hate the female body because I'm totally gay. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Not signing anybody's boobs. What is the matter with people?
What the fuck is the matter with people who don't want to look at some boobs?
Yeah. Man. You know, if somebody said, would you please autograph my priceless Picasso original? I would say no. That doesn't mean I don't want to look at it.
Oh, I see. So right,
you see, going with this.
Show Jick your boobs, but don't expect him to autograph them. Because it would be like painting the Mona Lisa.
Whether I want to see some boobs or not kind of depends on what sort of mood I'm in. Hmm. And at con, I'm working. And when I'm in a working mood, I don't want to see no boobs.
Didn't we have the whole thing at the first con where we were either going to go to the karaoke bar or the strip club?
I don't remember. I can't imagine ever...
Oh, it was Columbus. Some people were going to the karaoke bar, some were going to the strip club.
Yeah, you know, and I remember where I went, and it wasn't a karaoke bar. So it seems like that's a little bit of evidence against your whole...
where presumably you spent the entire time looking at the floor, because every time you looked, I was like, ah, boobs!
Yes.
No, why no. am See, I even wasn't here?
Working at the strip club. If I was working at the strip club, I'd be that guy with, like, the mullet in the booth.
Yeah, coming to the stage now, it's Dusky Rose.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Misty Stage 2. Is Misty a good stripper name?
That's fairly middling.
Mercedes is always a stripper name.
Yeah,
there's always a stripper named Mercedes.
Carnage.
There's always one named Density.
Right.
Density. It's very difficult for her to take her clothes off.
Because she can't figure out how the zippers work? Or?
She accidentally takes out her breast implants over time.
And then I sign them. See, it's...
I was thinking that it would be hard for Density to take her clothes off because she's super dense and the gravity would keep them on.
Oh, I see.
But I guess that would be like if there was a stripper named Singularity. As soon as she comes into stage, like the whole strip club just collapses into her. A stripper called Disparity would be like a stripper with like a really hot body and a horrible face who was named Disparity would be be kind of clever. Would you rather have a stripper with a really good body and a really ugly face, or a stripper with a really hot face, like the hottest face you've ever seen, but a terrible body?
I'd rather have the stripper with a terrible body, because then I could say, you know, if I told you you had a terrible body, would you stay away from me?
I mean, really, the first thing I notice about a stripper is her eyes.
Yeah.
And her smile. The first thing I notice about a woman is all the lies I tell her.
First thing I notice about a stripper is her eyes, provided her eyes are on her breasts.
Giuseppe says, any chance we'll ever be able to see the last two gates through the telescope? No, because it is not an X-ray telescope. And if it was, you would only be able to see aliens. Hey, Jake and Company, I was just letting you know that the Adventure Again link on the toolbar doesn't work for the hedge maze. To Adventure Again there, you have to press the Adventure Again button at the bottom of the page. Yeah, that's because that's not really Adventure Againing. Evangian Q says, why do stolen office supplies only have one use? Can you add a couple new multi-usable forms to the stolen office supplies? Are they multi-usable or are they pasted?
Never. Yeah.
Porkatron 2 says, play some cake songs. Music. Mr. Spellhead's on the mic for musicishness tonight.
I'm going to finish out my Talking Heads kick. We played nothing but Talking Heads all night, so yeah, just finish that out. You can tune into my music show tomorrow. I'll play some cake.
Sweet. Are you doing your music show regularly again?
Yeah, it's every Tuesday, 12 to 2.
Are you giving lots of shits away?
Actually, I haven't given anything away because I keep thinking, dude, next week I'm going to do a great contest, and then I'll do this brilliant contest, and I'll give prizes away, and it'll be awesome. And every week I go, oh, I'm on the radio in a half an hour. And I have...
You can't come up with a brilliant contest on the fly? What do I pay you for?
Coming up with brilliant contests in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Could you come up with any contest in Spanish?
Sí. Supuestamente.
What does supuestamente mean?
Of course.
Oh, I see. What does supuesta mean?
Por supuesto means... Of course. And so, supuestamente, of coursely.
I see. So, what does supuesta mean?
Of course.
So, por supuesto means of course.
It means you're put.
I see.
Puesto would be something that has been placed.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really break down like that, because you never see just Puesta by itself. Mm-hmm. Or Supuesta.
Evangelion Q says, just curious, why is the cling film cap weaker than the Yak toupee for MP regeneration? Hell, I don't know. Can you add the Wang as a chat option to the right-click menu? Yeah, right-click has to be busy. Why are there no wearable items which reduce or negate your own critical hit chance? Because that seems like the kind of thing nobody would ever want.
I don't know how to speak Spanish, apparently.
What?
Por supuesto means, of course. Supuestamente means supposedly.
Oh.
I thought it just meant... It was a firmer way to say, of course. Yeah, never mind.
Supposedly. Let's see. Spanish to English, he selected. Supuesta. Supposed. So, por supuesta, for supposed. Supuestar translates as to supuestar.
Good to know.
Yeah.
With the past, the puesto is the past tense of poner.
Poner. Van J.Q. had also written, the tiny cell phone grants 10 pounds to a purse rat, which is the equivalent effect to what an annoying pitchfork provides. Shouldn't the familiar specific equipment be better? Huh. That is an interesting point. Ja Rule You says, aloha, long-time player, first-time asker. Ja Rule You always comes to con and is a friendly feller. Why can't the hat rack breathe underwater with an aerated diving helmet on? Because I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I keep forgetting. I don't know what it does with the diving helmet on.
Oh, we can check. I'll check. I got you.
Evangelion Q says, thanks for adding a C trophy, but why isn't there a trophy related to Hobopolis, such as completing the hobo tattoo? Well, I had decided in the beginning, and I don't know that I'm going to stick to this as an overall design goal or not, but I decided when we were doing Hobopolis that in lieu of personal trophies in clan dungeons, there would just be clan trophies. And that's what we did. So we have not been discussing the possibility of trophies in their normal form for clan dungeon stuff. Let's see. So far there's three new turtle familiars, Volley, Fairy, and Gru types. Can you add Leprechaun and Kokobo Turtlekin types as well? Eh.
So is the Kokobo a sought-after familiar that people actually use?
I don't think so. Beneldar says, both Rogue and NetHack work well on an iPhone, and I have faith you guys can make a good roguelike. So get on that. I need more stuff to play at work. I don't really feel like Rogue is that playable on the iPhone. And I feel like NetHack would be impossible. Because the iPhone doesn't have a keyboard. Parse says, the / Go command is great. Can it be taught about the Sea Monkey's castle? It and the people living there aren't recognized as valid locations. Submit anything you want to add it to /go, submit that to C.D. Moyer. Well, submit it as a bug report, and it will get triaged to C.D. Moyer. And then he will probably ignore it, because he doesn't like you, Arse.
Ho.
It's because your name has the word arse in it. He thinks you're British.
C.D. Moyer hates British people?
Well, he'll fix bugs for children, but not British children. Are we ready to go rock climbing?
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna go watch Wally in the Park.
Wally in the Park.
Yep, yep. Alright, we'll see you tomorrow and Thursday. Next.